From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has announced that the United States is prepared to lift economic sanctions on Myanmar soon. He spoke Wednesday following talks at the White House with the country's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi.
It is the right thing to do in order to ensure that the people of Burma see rewards from a new way of doing business and a new government.
Speaking alongside Mr. Obama, Aung San Suu Kyi thanked him personally for being the first U.S. president to visit Myanmar and pleaded for people to invest in her country. Hillary Clinton's doctor says the Democratic U.S. presidential candidate is recovering well from pneumonia and remains fit to serve as president of the United States. In a letter released Wednesday by the Clinton campaign, her doctor, Lisa Bardak, said the Democratic contender underwent a chest scan that revealed she had mild, non-contagious bacterial pneumonia. Clinton plans to resume campaigning on Thursday. Republican Donald Trump plans to release medical information about himself Thursday. Brazil's former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, has been charged with money laundering and corruption. Federal investigators announced the charges Wednesday in connection with the investigation of corruption at state-run oil company Petrobras. Lula denies the charges. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker Wednesday called for a common EU military force with its own headquarters. Juncker made the call in his annual State of the Union speech, saying Europe's soft power was no longer sufficient to meet the challenges of the modern world. This is VOA News. European football's governing body selected Slovenian soccer head Alexander Seferin, as its new president, in an overwhelming 42-13 vote Wednesday. He spoke afterward.
About transparency, I think there are many things that should be done. One is term limit for the president and for the EXCO members. The second thing, for example, is that only active members in national associations can be UEFA EXCO members.
Seferin will take over the UEFA helm from disgraced former president Michel Platini. Several U.S. Olympic athletes have taken to social media to dismiss disclosures from Russian hackers that show they received exemptions to use banned drugs. None of the information published by the group provided evidence of actual wrongdoing by any of the athletes involved. A Syrian ceasefire brokered by the U.S. and Russia appeared to hold Wednesday. State Department spokesman Mark Toner says the two nations' top diplomats talked.
I can also just add that as part of their conversation, they agreed to discuss and agreed to extend the cessation for another 48 hours.
Aid distribution to besieged towns and areas, a key part of the ceasefire agreement, remained mostly on hold Wednesday. The Syrian government insists it must be involved in coordinating humanitarian assistance for the city of Aleppo. The United States and Israel signed a landmark 10-year military assistance agreement Wednesday. The Memorandum of Understanding promises to provide Israel with a record $38 billion from 2019 to 2028. At a signing ceremony at the State Department, National Security Advisor Susan Rice underscored what she called the ironclad bond between the United States and Israel.
With the harmful sequestration spending cuts set to return in just a couple of years, this MOU nonetheless greatly increases our military assistance commitment to Israel.
Susan Rice. German pharmaceutical company Bayer has reached an agreement to buy U.S. seed and weed killer company Monsanto for $66 billion. Werner Baumann is Bayer's CEO.
For Bayer, this step will significantly strengthen our position as a leading life science company in the world. Both healthcare and agriculture offer attractive growth perspectives.
The two companies announced the purchase Wednesday, although Monsanto shareholders will still need to approve the buyout. Bayer will buy Monsanto shareholders $128 a share in cash, the largest cash bid on record. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.